Child dictating patient's name is Fe Abu Ghazali, A B U G H A Z A L E H, Fe F A Y E. Date of birth is 311. Date of birth is 324-1934. Date of service is 330-2026. Miss Ghazali is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing better. She's sitting up in her chair. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She said that she's eating well. She has been taking her medication. She was wondering if she can eliminate some of them. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next history of DVT/PE, next history of lung nodules, next history of early cognitive deficits. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable and doing well. I've encouraged her to continue current medications. I've advised her to do some exercises with the help of therapy, continue other medications, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldridge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 3/30/2026. Mr. Eldridge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, any palpitations. He does complain of some swelling in the legs, though he feels that it is somewhat better. He has been taking his medications. He denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any shortness of breath, denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one. Impression number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin requiring, next history of congestive heart failure, next history of CVA with right-sided weakness, next history of aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypokalemia, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. Lab workup was reviewed from last week. His potassium is low. We'll repeat his potassium again. Recheck his kidney function, continue current medications. He was encouraged to cut back on salty food, cut back on too much of fluids as well as sugar. We'll monitor his blood sugars, we'll continue other medications, encourage him to keep his legs elevated, keep pressure stockings, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 3/30/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is doing somewhat better. He has been taking his antibiotics. He has been seen by the VA. He was initially treated with IV antibiotics, but subsequently put on oral doxycycline. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Overall, has been feeling better. He's supposed to follow up with his physician at the VA. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Leg was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart as well as 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, 1+ swelling, both lower extremities. Left great toe with wound/eschar. Impression number 1, left grade 2 wound, next osteomyelitis, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next neuropathy, next history of congestive heart failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next hypothyroidism, next hyponatremia, next chronic pain, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He will continue the antibiotics, doxycycline, continue with wound care, follow up with infectious disease, continue other medications, monitor his blood sugars, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenbeck, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth is 8-8-1942, date of service is 3-30-2026. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He is going for his surgery. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. His Coumadin has been on hold. Denies any symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath. No palpitations, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Overall, otherwise feeling better. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression number 1, right side neck. Squamous cell cancer, skin cancer, next history of severe aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next history of cardiac arrhythmia, status post-AICD, next chronic anemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. His Coumadin has been on hold. He is going for the skin surgery on his neck. He will continue current medications. Will monitor his progress once he's back from his surgery. Will restart his Coumadin. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9-14-1952. Date of service is 3-30-2026. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She says that she is doing better. She has been on antibiotics. Her urinalysis was positive. She has been tolerating it well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. Denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, UTI, acute. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, next history of CHF, next COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of major depressive disorder, next generalized anxiety disorder, next morbid obesity, next history of left nasal cyst. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. Will continue current antibiotic till she's done. Will have a repeat UNCNS done. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids. Continue other medications. Monitor her blood sugars. Will adjust insulin dosage as per the requirement. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Stanley Sokolowski, S-O-K-O-L-O-W-S-K-I, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3/15/1948. Date of service is 3/30/2026. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he seems he's doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. He has been taking his pain medications. He states that it helps him. Sometimes he has more pain. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Next, chronic stasis dermatitis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, vascular dementia. Next, major depressive disorder. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, history of gout. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Next, chronic back pain. Next, chronic iron deficiency anemia. Next, history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be stable. Continue current medications. Recommend. Will continue current medications. He was encouraged to do some physical activity, doing some therapy. Continue keeping his legs elevated. Continue with current medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.